Mike Todd was quoted as saying, "I have never been poor. I've been broke many times, but never poor. Poor is a mindset." Well, guess what? I think that's where a lot of people are today. They just don't want to admit it. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. How you doing? Hey, some of you got a little riled yesterday about me talking about the Bears and the Packers, and that's okay. I forgive you for your bitter spirit. Now you know what it's like to be a Bears fan all these years. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Hey, so think of this. What's your mindset? You know, a lot of times we talk about, you know, people who are greedy and people who are generous, but really to strip that away and look at the very central theme here, it's about how you think or what your mindset is. A poverty mindset. I really believe this, and it's going to sound strange, maybe even strong, but a poverty mindset is demonic. Not just the poverty mindset of never having enough money, but, you know, when we think we don't have enough opportunities or health or favor or grace or power to manifest Jesus the way we want to. A poverty mindset is simply saying Jesus is not enough. Look, I'm not saying we spend all our money foolishly. I'm not saying that we don't save money or invest money. But when I'm talking about poverty as far as finances, I'm saying that it's the mindset as to how we see money. Do you see it as available to everyone? Like when people complain about money, I always think, but money's everywhere. Anyone can make money. There are 1,000,000,000 ways to make money. Do you see God's favor available to you? It is simply having faith that God will provide what he has promised and what he has already paid for us to have. Like, he paid the bill. His cross provided salvation, sozo, which isn't just as far as our salvation, but it's as far as our health, our finances, blessing in every area. It needs to change how we see life, how we see problems, how we see ourselves. Look, in today's financial climate, it is easy to be poverty conscious and they feel like there's never going to be enough. Inflation is at 50%. It's extremely high. Banks are failing. Gas is sky high. I can barely afford to fill up my car. And if you're selling your house, well, you're probably going to lose money right now. But all of this is still a mindset. Well, all these things are true, but my mindset is one of abundance. Someone asked John D. Rockefeller years ago, and remember, John D. at the time was like the Bill Gates. They said, "How much wealth does it take to satisfy a person?" He slyly grinned and said, "Just a little bit more." Reminds me of the Romans who had a proverb that said, "Money is like seawater. The more you drink, the thirstier you become." And you know what? Both of these statements, completely a poverty mindset. I will never have enough. And the more I get, the more I will need. And the more I get, the more I will need. And the more I get, the more I will need. I love giving away money. I love giving away my stuff. Without exaggeration, I bet I've given at least 10 guitars away, if not more. And I've probably given away $7,000 just in the last year, mostly to complete strangers. I give my stuff away all the time. But here's what is funny. I almost never give it out of an excess in my life, but I do give it out of a mindset of abundance. I recently walked into a gas station, and the woman working there was just standing off in the corner restocking shelves, and God said, "Give that woman all the money in your wallet." I walked over there, kindly introduced myself, asked her, you know, how many kids she had, and then I said, "Hey, God told me to give you this money." And I pulled out my wallet, and he actually told me to give everything I had on my wallet to her before I ever even really thought about or counted how much money I had in there. And so I pull it out, I realize, this is the exact amount of money that I need for my own family, but I gave it. And I can honestly say I had absolutely no reservation in giving it to her. And in fact, I kind of laughed to myself, as I do many times, with the idea of, I wonder how God's going to meet my needs. About 3 days later, someone handed me an envelope with $2,000 in it. Look, there are many weeks where I have no idea what to preach on, but I have an abundance mindset, so I don't panic. I know God is a giver, and He will tell me what to preach on with enough time to study and prepare. And yes, it is sometimes Saturday night, but if I let a poverty mindset take over, like God is never enough, regardless of the area of my life, you know what? The deal is this. I might, in that situation where I don't feel like I have a sermon, I might try to preach someone else's sermon. Or I might pull a sermon out from like 3-4 years ago. And it might actually sound like a pretty good sermon. People might like it. They might even love it. But it has absolutely no spiritual impact. Look, an abundance mindset says God's got a million sermons. You know, just wait and trust and He will give it to you. Luke 6:38 says, "Given it shall be given unto you." Look, it's a very common verse, but the whole context of all of these verses surrounding it teaches us that the mindset you operate in is what you will reap. Be merciful, and you will be treated with mercy. You may not be expecting, or you may not be experiencing mercy when God calls on you to extend mercy, but you have a mercy mindset, an abundant mindset, so you do it anyway. It also says love those who don't love you back. So you may not be experiencing love at that moment, especially from that person, but you have a love mindset, an abundance mindset, where you love anyways. And yes, give money to those who will never pay you back, but you give anyways because you have an abundance mindset. That's what all of these verses are saying around that one verse. Look, today you are free to lay down your poverty mindset and to tune into your mindset of abundance, remembering that God is more than enough. And because He's more than enough, you have more than enough. And because you have more than enough, you can see opportunities beyond your unbelievable, minute, tiny little mind. They're beyond what you can even comprehend. So act and choose today to have the mind of abundance, because we serve the God of abundance. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.